It's Friday, December 16th, 2011. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
And joining us now is Becca Bacon-Martin, features editor from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So on Tuesday evening, this guy was Jimmy the Autopsy Gremlin's future father-in-law on NCIS.
Wait, what?
This person.
Okay. Continue.
If you watch NCIS, you get it.
Okay.
You know that? Okay, NCIS, folks. You know that guy that was Jimmy's future father-in-law? Tonight, that guy, who is Larry Miller, is on stage at the Walton Arts Center.
Okay, wow.
Well, I think...
Is that bizarre?
Yes, but I don't understand the NCIS reference, so sorry. I remember him from, like, 10 Things I Hate About You. He was, like, the dad.
Oh, yeah, and Princess Diaries and Waiting for Guffman and Pretty Woman. But he was just on NCIS, like a major guest.
Sorry. Okay. I know.
I'm sorry you don't get it.
But trust me,
the people that I'm talking to get it.
I understand.
So he's here.
Okay.
And Ashley Batchelor, one of our WhatsApp reporters, interviewed him and says he is the nicest guy ever. Nothing like that character on NCIS.
Well, good.
He said he fell in love with comedy listening to people like Bill Cosby and Bob Newhart and Robert Klein and started doing the typical stand-ups at the family dinner table, doing their routines, and... Then started writing comedy that he says has to do with experiences that are common to everyone. So his show tonight is about how life is a cocktail.
Oh.
He says one of his favorite lines from it is about marriage, children, and drinking, and how one of them always leads to the other two.
Okay.
Think about that.
I will think about that.
He's also going to be playing piano. He was a music major in school and made his living as a drummer and piano player for a couple of years.
Hmm.
And he'll do some original songs and some parodies. And he says he'll be talking about the period between Thanksgiving and the New Year and how even the crabbiest people get a little introspective. Quote, I think probably even assassins think, how can I be a better murderer?
Oh.
I don't care who you are. That's funny.
That is funny.
Oops, wrong comedian. Yeah. 8 o'clock today, Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $16.
Oh, maybe I should do this.
I think so. That's tonight.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, you've got to make a choice between the ridiculous and the sublime.
All right.
Fun Bags will be on stage at the
UARC
Bowl.
Right. Is that the ridiculous?
Yes.
I hope so.
I hope so. Or the Arkansas Philharmonic is going to be so unhappy with me. 8 o'clock, so it's a later start time, but doors at 7:15.
Okay.
And the Arkansas Philharmonic is on stage at the Arend Art Center for a night of holiday cheer. The Philharmonic has everybody on stage with them. The Ozark Bronze Handbell Ensemble, the Bella Vista Men's and Women's Choruses. They're doing songs like White Christmas and Drummer Boy and Carol of the Bells, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mannheim Steamroller version of Silent Night.
Okay. I've always been interested in seeing handbells. I've never really actually seen them, except like been made fun of on TV or something. But I'd like to see somebody who actually knows how to use them.
I have never. They say this is a professional level handbell choir. I've never seen them live either, so Amanda and Larry and I are going.
There you go.
Because it'll be fun. Yeah. 7:30 Saturday at the Arend Art Center. It's $5 for students and $20 for adults. Or there's one more choice.
One more choice.
Classic or something completely different.
Okay, give me classic first.
Moscow Classical Ballet.
Ah.
On stage at the Walton Art Center at 8 on Saturday and 2 and 7 on Sunday. And guess what they're doing this time of year?
Nutcracker.
Good guess. Because that's what you do. Local kids.
Oh.
Doing the party scene. Tickets start at $38. Or there's something called the First Ornaments of Christmas.
Okay.
It's a brand new nativity rock opera.
I'm sorry, what?
For local musicians. Bryce Napier, Trevor Bates, Cameron Hager, and Toby Wills have written a rock opera.
Okay.
Complete with animation. So there's visuals about Christmas.
Interesting.
They call it the First Ornaments of Christmas to explain the meaning behind the angel, the star, and the shepherds. That those are the first ornaments.
Mm. Oh, I see.
And that would be 7:30 tonight at Vintage Fellowship in Fayetteville. 8:30 Monday at George's. That's $5.
Okay.
And 7 o'clock Wednesday at the Central Student Center at Fellowship Bible Church in Rogers.
So I have multiple options and times to catch this.
And you have to remember Theater Squared's It's a Wonderful Life,
of course.
Too. Which, by the way, showtimes are wrong in today's What's Up because it's put together on Wednesday. It prints on Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm. And this came out Thursday.
They say, due to high ticket demand for It's a Wonderful Life, they've added two performances for the upcoming week. And they've canceled the Saturday matinee.
Oh, okay.
Family emergency. The ones they've added are 7 o'clock on Tuesday, and that's a 65th anniversary performance celebrating the 65th anniversary of It's a Wonderful Life, and there will be a champagne toast at intermission.
Oh, fun.
Then there's a show Wednesday at 2 o'clock. That's a family matinee. And a show Friday the 23rd at 2 o'clock, a family matinee. And you can find out all about that at 443-5600.
Excellent. Thank you, Becca.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.